The UN Security Council today backed Secretary General Kofi Annan's decision to send a mission back to Iraq to help organize elections there. On June 30th, the U.S. is scheduled to hand over sovereignty in Iraq to a provisional government that is yet to be formed. In Baghdad today, the U.S. Civil Administrator, Paul Bremer, gave a speech marking the last 100 days before the transition. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad.
Patrolling helicopters roared overhead as Bremer gave a rare outdoor address to foreign and Iraqi dignitaries. They gathered on the grounds of his heavily guarded headquarters, not far from the place where a daylight rocket attack injured a U.S. soldier last Sunday. Bremer began by predicting the target handover date of June 30th would be a happy day for all Iraqis.
The coalition provisional authority will dissolve, and the sovereignty that the coalition has held in trust for the Iraqi people will rest solely in Iraqi hands.
In an upbeat assessment, Bremer said much has been accomplished in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion and the ouster of Saddam Hussein.
At liberation, this great country had been reduced to a shell, not by war, not by invasion, but through almost four decades of relentless greed and cruelty by its leaders.
Bremer said his administration has rehabilitated thousands of schools, successfully introduced a new currency, expanded telephone service, and dramatically increased health care spending. He also applauded the new interim constitution, or transitional administrative law, which was signed earlier this month by the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council.
Nobody was completely satisfied with every article of the law. But by working hard to find common ground, the members of the Governing Council taught all Iraqis that democracy works through peaceful compromise. For democracy entails not just majority rule, but protection of minority rights.
Bremer appeared to be responding to criticism from Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. The powerful Shiite cleric and his supporters on the Governing Council say the interim constitution favors Iraqi minorities over the majority Shia by giving them power to veto future legislation. Sistani also declared the interim constitution had no legitimacy because it was drafted by a non-elected body. In the last week, Sistani's office published a letter threatening to boycott the upcoming visit of a UN delegation if the world body endorses the interim constitution. Political analyst Fukhri Karim, himself a Shiite Muslim, says Sistani has broken his pledge not to mix religion with politics.
How can we deal with this phenomenon? Every time there's a development in the country, this religious leader issues a statement, either refusing or accepting the decision. It provokes some people to hold street demonstrations and chant slogans and scares the population.
Shiite Governing Council members defend Sistani. They say others are putting the reclusive cleric's name on false pronouncements. In the remaining 100 days of U.S.-led occupation, Bremer said he would create new institutions, including a Ministry of Defense and agencies to battle corruption. He also laid out a timetable for future elections, which are to begin by January of next year. The Iraqi Governing Council will be tasked with drafting laws to govern these elections in the coming weeks. Councilmember Raja Kusai says the UN's technical expertise will be essential to this process.
We need them. They should play a role. They should have played it, ages ago.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.